This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, some good news as movie theaters reopened in Canada. Meanwhile, in China, a 3D re-release of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone led their box office. China also saw the release of Bad Boys for Life, which earned over $400 million at the global box office back in January, but was unable to open in Chinese theaters due to the pandemic. Boy, does January ever seem like a long time ago. Kanye West is still seriously considering his run for President of the United States. 3 days after Joe Biden announced that Kamala Harris will be his vice presidential running mate, West took to Twitter with a vintage photo of his late mother Donda and addressed Harris saying, quote, "All love and respect from the future president. It's an honor to run against you," unquote. Yep, meds, meds, and more meds. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox's new love is locked and loaded, according to Kelly. They've been going strong since May, when Fox split from hubby Brian Austin Green. On a radio show, the rapper learned that a fan wanted to go on a date with him. He quickly responded, "I'm locked in already right now. No dates for me, probably ever." Wow, look at him committing. Kind of. Adele hasn't released a studio album in 5 years, and it looks like we'll have to wait longer to hear new tunes from her. She took to Instagram to share her love for Glennon Doyle's book, Untamed, Stop Pleasing, Start Living. And she has no idea when we can expect new music from her. Her fans have been hoping for an announcement, but it was about this book. Hello, take a chill pill. Angelina Jolie's only goal in removing the judge from her divorce case is to have a fair judgment. Brad Pitt's lawyers accuse Jolie of trying to stall the proceedings because things weren't going her way. Jolie's request to have the private judge overseeing their case disqualified was claimed to be a delay tactic to put off a final judgment. Will this ever end? No. Iggy Azalea, now 30, has been showing off her post-baby body. It was only in June that she gave birth to a baby boy named Onyx. Azalea has regularly been sharing photos of her body since then, including her showing off in a neon orange bikini and another of her flaunting a gym-ready purple outfit ensemble. Oh, and she also has a duet with Tinashe that dropped this week. Fancy. Kevin Hart met Ellen DeGeneres for lunch after defending the talk show host amid her toxic workplace allegations. The comedian joined DeGeneres on the patio at the Rosewood Miramar Hotel in Santa Monica. Hart said, quote, "I've known Ellen for years, and I can honestly say that she's one of the dopest people on the planet," unquote. That was a stand-up thing for him to do. Sorry. Homeland came to a conclusion after 8 seasons earlier this year, but director and executive producer Leslie Linka Glatter says Showtime's Claire Danes-led action-packed spy drama always found a way to live on the edge right up until the end. Glatter said the finale's surprising but ultimate betrayal brought the show full circle. Great ending, but if I told you, I'd have to kill you. The Imelda Marcos documentary The Kingmaker has been banned in southern Thailand, though it's played for several weeks in Chiang Mai and in Bangkok. The film chronicles Marcos' corruption, greed, and brutality, and behind-the-scenes influence that helped her husband Ferdinand Marcos' regime. It also chronicles her trying to restore her family to past glory through her son. Yep, if the shoes fit. Clueless is getting a TV spin-off that will focus on Cher's BFF, Dion. Cher and Dion bonded because they had something in common, popularity. Though Cher was the star of the movie, it's now time for Dion to hop in the driver's seat. The Clueless TV spin-off series will premiere on NBC's new streaming service, Peacock, in 2021. As if. Oscar-winning actor Russell Crowe said in a new interview that tabloid journalism's expansion into traditional news operations, along with social media, has played a role in adopting a hunt-to-kill attitude around reporting and commentary. Crowe is doing publicity from his bunker for his new film, Unhinged. Yeah, Unhinged. Kind of how we're all feeling right about now. The Hallmark Channel featured its first same-sex marriage in their latest film, Wedding Every Weekend. The milestone comes 8 months after the network was slammed for pulling an ad featuring a lesbian couple tying the knot after a conservative group launched a petition in opposition to the promo. Oh, that same ultra-conservative group is launching another protest. Give it a gay rest. Life Below Zero cinematographers Michael Cheesman and Danny Day have been nominated for more Emmys this year for their Nat Geo docuseries, which is now working on its latest season in remote Alaska. So besides that, there's a spinoff, Life Below Zero Port Protection, and now another spinoff has been ordered, Life Below Zero Next Generation. I'm cold just thinking about it. An inferno broke out at Rachel Ray's upstate New York mansion, causing extensive damage to the second floor and roof. The first floor, where her state-of-the-art kitchen is located, largely avoided the flames and mainly suffered water damage. The affable chef was able to escape the blaze along with her husband, mother, and dog. "We're all okay," she said in a statement. Well done. Sorry. The Trash Bin. George Michael's ex-lover Fadi Fawaz has been arrested for a hammer attack on three parked cars. The once-ripped hairstylist was arrested on suspicion of criminal damage, possession of a knife, and Class A drugs. He's been living in budget hotels since he was evicted from Michael's London house a year ago and cut out of his $115 million will. Yep, no faith in him.
The news wrap-up.
Uber and Lyft are threatening to suspend service in California if they have to classify drivers as employees. Apple faces a growing number of companies in open revolt over its control of the App Store. Fortnite's maker is challenging Apple and Google's App Store rules through direct payment discounts. Peloton shares have slipped on news that Apple is planning an exercise video subscription service. Pass the ice cream.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The one and only Ivan is the top streaming film.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Folklore remains the top selling album for the third week.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Sean Hannity's Live Free or Die is the best selling nonfiction book.
Miley Cyrus and her boyfriend of 10 months, musician Cody Simpson, have split. They've previously been longtime friends. Miley's reportedly doing fine, though, and is focusing on her new music. She offered this on social, saying, quote, "Me and Cody are individually working on ourselves. For right now, two halves can't make a whole. Don't make it some drama story if next week we hang out and we're getting pizza. We've been friends for 10 years and we're going to continue to be friends. Just don't make it something that it's not." Unquote. Ah, but that's what we do. Well, good thing Miley has new music to focus on, and we love her new track. Here's Miley Cyrus with the song of the week, Midnight Sky.
Yeah, it's been a long night and the mirror's telling me to go home. But it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own.
Was Miley Cyrus with the song of the week, Midnight Sky. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.